Well, Merry Christmas. All right, guys. Hey, just getting ready for Kansas City. Kansas City's, once again, another really good opponent for us in the special teams area. Well coached by Dave Tobe, a guy that I worked with in Chicago. Have a lot of respect for him and what he's done with his unit. I mean, you look at their returners, Niall Davis, the Thomas kid is just coming back from the concussion, and he practiced yesterday, and he's a dynamic player. Colquitt, the punter, is a Pro Bowl-type punter, and Santos, the kicker, is doing a nice job. And then when you look at their inside cover players, from Zombo to a lot of different guys, they can run. So we've got our work cut out for us, so this will be another big challenge for us, and we're looking forward to it. With that, I'll answer any questions.
What does it mean for you to go against it? Dave?
Well, I got a lot of respect for him. He's a guy that I learned under, and he's had a couple head coaching opportunities, and I believe he's a guy that should be a head coach in this league and have the opportunity to coach against him. It'll be fun, but it'll be about, our units playing against each other, and hopefully we play well.
Would you watch deep? Like, both your units look real similar? Do you do some same stuff?
There are some similarities, but we'll definitely have some change up for them, and I'm sure they will for us. So we just got we need to worry about the Cleveland Browns. And last week against Seattle, I thought that we improved, and hopefully we can continue that this week.
What was the secret to not having a kickoff?
Well, that they didn't touch the ball was the biggest thing on that one. No, I thought Kunze did a good job getting the ball up in the air. I really did, and then I thought up front, the guys did a nice job there. I mean, we've had three blocked. As you looked around the league, and obviously we're only concerned about ourselves, but the blocks are up. There's other teams that have more than we do. There's teams that have the same as we do. But as I stated, I've given him one on protection and two on the kicker. So I thought Travis had a good game. Oh yeah, no. He's a guy that I know to a lot of people coming out of nowhere. But as we studied him in Baltimore, and I've written him up many a time, I felt pretty good about what he could do, and he showed that there in Seattle. He has great vision. He hits it. He's explosive, and he's a running back. I mean, it's kind of like the guy we're facing this week in the Davis kid. I mean, he's a running back that's strong. They just have a natural knack of running behind their pads, good vision, good ball security. And Raheem, he shows that, and he did it in Seattle, and hopefully he can do it again this week.
Has Bantam mostly ever been an alternate before to the Pro Bowl?
I don't think so.
So long overdue?
Well, in my opinion, I think so. I think Johnson is a guy that's improved each and every year. Now, I could be wrong in this stat, but I believe since he's been in the league, he's in either the top two or top three in tackles. And he's a player that, as I stated a few weeks ago, has just gotten better and better. And what I say, there's going to be things that maybe not the common fan's going to see, all the little things he does with regards to blocking and where his hands are at and just kind of the subtle things that he does to influence a player to do other things. He's playing at a high level. Real pleased with him, and we're going to need him this week.
Did you make some – we saw Joe Thomas out there on the field team. Did you make some changes to short protection? Or?
No, we had some injuries there. First Greco went down, and then, Cam went down, and I know Cam came back. But at that time we had some moving parts going on right there. And, in fact, the guy that I have to really – tip my hat off to is the Meter kid. When Greco went down, Meter came in and played guard for us, and he's worked it probably early on in the year, and we actually on the sideline there were getting some reps at it, just getting his foot placement and all those things with Charlie so that it would be ready to go, and he did a nice job. And then obviously Joe, he's ridden that bike before, so it was good.
Was there any doubt in your mind that Travis was going to be able to kick when he had the groin?
There was no doubt. It was a precautionary deal. Bring the other guys in. You also get an opportunity to look at some other players. But felt pretty good that he was going to be able to go.
He said
he was still out in Tennessee, but he's been kicking, and it was great to see him. I mean, he's a guy that I think had a great preseason, and a guy that definitely deserves a chance, and I hope he continues to get an opportunity.